I might take it to the mechanic and I would say, would you please...
All of it.
Or...
grease.
Mm-hmm. And so then he...
greased the...
Okay. Wait. And if it got all over my hands, I would say my hands are all...
dirty.
Or using that...
oily. Greasy.
That one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What did they burn in lamps before they had electricity?
Kerosene.
Is there another name for kerosene?
Yes, coal oil.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same?
I think. I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever see a makeshift lamp made out of a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
No, but I have heard of people doing it. Making.
Would you have a name for it? If you saw one, would you say there's a...
a homemade lamp.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word flambeau?
No.
Never. Okay. Never. That's more South Georgia, and I think maybe South Alabama, too. Mm-hmm. Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inside the car would be the inner... the tire of the car, I'm sorry.
Oh, the inner tube.
Not listening to what I'm saying. Then if you had just built a boat and you were going to put it into the water for the first time, you'd say, I'm going to...
launch my boat.
What would you call the kind of small boat that you might use for fishing on a lake without a motor?
A bathtub.
Really? You know bathtub?
Oh, yes.
Now, I didn't realize that was I thought that was more of a Georgia and Southern word.
Yeah, bathtub.
Bathtub. It's used in this part of the country. Gosh. Is it flat bottom?
Oh, yes, I believe a bateau is a flat bottom. It's a little bit different to a canoe, isn't it? A canoe is the little round end, cut out of a log originally.
Is the bateau pointed at the ends or not?
It's pointed one end, isn't it?
Okay. I'll take your word for it, because I don't know.
I think.
Okay. If you had planned a trip and I said to you, will you be home today? You would say, no, I
shall be in Birmingham.
Or I... blank to Birmingham.
Talking I will go to Birmingham.
Or the process, the what tense is it? The progressive tense?
Oh, I'm going to Birmingham.
Yeah, okay. And if two people were going, then they might say, we
are going to Birmingham.
And, or they
are going to Birmingham. Uh-huh.
And if some cake were being passed around and they skipped you, you might say to the person, well, blank, going to get some of that?
Am I going to get some of that?
And asking about them, you might say, blank, they.
Are they going to get some?
Yeah. Okay, one more page of this grammar still. If a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes, put them down, and say, okay, here.
Dress yourself.
Here, blank, your clothes.
Here are your clothes.
Mm-hmm. And if I said, well, I don't think John Anderson's going to win the election, but there are blank many people who think so.
There are many people who think so.
And if a little boy on the street were afraid of you, you might tell him not to be by saying, don't cry, I blank to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. And if someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it, we blank going anyway.
We're going anyway.
Okay. And if we were talking about the old days when things were better, you might lean back and say, ah, blank, blank, the good old days.
Gone are the good old days? Or
those or...
Oh, those were the good old days, yes.
And, I said, was it you I met in town yesterday and it had not been, you would say,
No, it wasn't I.
Would you ever say, wasn't me?
I try not to ever say it.
Okay. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece of cloth to use as a...
sample.
And if she saw a dress that she liked, she might say, my, that's a very...
pretty dress.
And if she saw one that were even more so, that one's even...
more beautiful.
Or using pretty, that one's even...
prettier.
Mm-hmm. And over her dress in the kitchen, she might wear an...
apron.